Blog Talk Radio.
Because everybody gets down, man. Because you know, life can be, woo, boy. Yeah. And we all need a little positivity because, you know, when you think about how bad your life is and you look at all the people that died, people can't walk, people that can't do this. I know people that have so many social anxieties, they can't even leave their house. And do you realize just how, you know, your life's not as bad as you think it is?
You know, man, there's something that's not clicking with me, and I've been repeating the cycle. And after talking with the BFF, we're going to sit down, brainstorm, come up with a plan of action, and attack all these issues and find out, you know, I'm going to get dirt for you one way or another. And I gotta get happy with myself. And it can't just be a one night deal or a couple of months deal. This has to be longevity. This has to be something that has to be done on in terms of longevity and time and effort. And I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'm not going to talk about the job situation. We kind of beat that thing down into the dirt. And, you know, I've been in worse situations. But God willing, God will get me through this. With that being said, the power of positivity, no pun intended, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Byron Saxton of WWE, who's always been a friend of mine, who's always been there for me. And I don't care what anyone says, I'm still going to look out for your boy. Love you, man. You saved my life in more ways than one. And I just want to let you know that, dog. You paved the way. I want to be a success like you. Even though by age, I'm a few months older than you, but by maturity wise, you got me, dog. And I just wish that WWE would have acknowledged the fact that you were the first African American to call WrestleMania. And I know that you busted your chops to get where you are today. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I just want to give a shout-out to Byron Saxton. Number one, stunner. Well, he ain't a stunner, but you know what I'm trying to say. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. Talk about the power of positivity. 347-989-1048. That is 347-989-1048. I already spammed some friends. See if anybody wanted to call in. If not, we can just do the show. Let's talk about you for a second, Mr. Brown. You had some stuff on your mind that you wanted to talk about power of positivity, which you came up with the idea and the topic for today or tonight's show. And I just kind of wanted to see where your head is and see what you wanted to talk about.
Because we all get to the point is, we always want more. We always wish we had this, wish we had that. And then we forget to appreciate the small things we have. I think we've all been there. And, because I think of some of the health problems I had with asthma, dealing with that fatal asthma attack, I just think I should be a lot more grateful for the stuff I have,
Right,
that's been
right.
Something that's been weighing on me a lot, Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to cover? Talk to me, man. What's on your mind?
All the sickness and deaths that have been in my family lately, and all the deaths, just make you think, because when you, because you've been as sick as I have, it lets you know how blessed you are, to still be here, because I was in the hospital for over 2 weeks, and I never want to go through that mess again.
Yeah, and then, you talk about this. I mean, man.
I'm
sorry to bring celebrity death, man.
Yeah.
We don't have to rehash it, but just in the last 2 months alone, you had Prince, China, Kimbo Slice, Muhammad Ali. And matter of fact, I think the head coach for the New York Knicks, I think he died.
And when they said Kimbo Slice, I thought it was a joke because, they always do these hoaxes all the time. And I'm like, no, it can't be
right.
Kimbo. And he just had a fight not too long ago.
Now the brother did, man. That's a legitimate story.
It was heart failure.
You think he was on roids or he was doing something else
It might have been some hard drugs that hurt his heart like that. Because I hate to say it, a lot of athletes, for the pain, they self-medicate a lot of stuff. They can put wear and tear in the heart.
I just really don't know what to say about that. Just, you know.
Because, brother,
you know,
he looked healthy. I mean, he looks so damn healthy, you know? And also, MMA puts a lot of stress in the body, too. That's a tough sport, man.
Well, I mean, no different than the wrestling business.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus he started out as a bare-nosed boxer, you know. That's a lot of wear and tear. That man's been strapping for a long time. And you just think, you know, every time you get hit in the head, that's like, ooh. And I remember seeing a fight of his on, you know, when he was, you know, doing bare-knuckle boxing. It's like, hit me. Come on, hit me again. Oh, you got to hit me again. Hit me again. I'm like, damn. You know?
Let's see, so what else is on your mind, or what else did you want to cover?
Well, I spoiled myself a little bit. I got a new video game for my PS4. Man, that's about it.
So you have a PS4?
Yeah.
So how would you compare it to the Xbox One, I guess?
You can use it without an internet connection, I can say that. Xbox, not so much. You're going to have problems. You really need an internet connection.
Let me check our stats. Looks like last Thursday it went up a little bit. Last night's show went up a little bit.
Oh, cool.
So I just, Power of Positivity, there's a Facebook page. I'll follow this.
And, you know, because I tell people you just never know what personal hell somebody's going through until you talk to them. Yeah. So that's why I say be thankful, positive, you know.
There's a lot of shit that's going on right now, and you just have to, you know, I wouldn't wish anybody to go through what I'm going through right now, and I'm actually handling this situation that you know about that I can't talk about on the air. I'm handling this a lot better than I normally would. And I just, you know, it is what it is. But it's all going to work out.
Yeah. Yes, it will. It'll all work out, you know.
Yeah. What do you want to get into, man, as far as wrestling? You want to go over the SmackDown spoilers?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let me just send this email off real quick.
Yeah.
multitasking, doing several things at once. Let me make sure anybody's calling in. I guess this is going to be a solo show. Let me pull up the SmackDown spoilers. Did you by chance watch the NXT show?
Unfortunately, no. Was it good?
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering, I wonder what this brand especially going to need for mean for NXT. I mean.
Yeah. Here are the SmackDown.
I wonder if any of them are going to get brought up.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, here's the SmackDown spoilers for tonight. I'll go ahead and read them. SmackDown for the following June 9th episode. SmackDown kicks off this week with the in-ring promo with AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson on how they will all win at Money in the Bank. Enzo Amore and Big Cass interrupt. Gallows makes fun of Enzo for being a former manager at Hooters. Enzo said the club has been champions on every continent but Antarctica. WWE Tag Team Champions The New Day make their way to the ringside for commentary. Enzo and Big Cass versus Gallows and Anderson ended after interference from both of Bob Billings and New Day. All four teams brawled. Renee Young interviewed Rusev backstage. Kevin Owens and Alberto Del Rio defeated Cesaro and Sami Zayn. Becky Lynch defeated Dana Brooke by submission. A promo airs with Bob Backlund and Darren Young. Baron Corbin beat Kalisto with In the Days backstage segment with Sheamus and Apollo Crews. Chris Jericho defeated Dean Ambrose in a with the co-worker after the match. Ambrose attacked Jericho with the latter to end SmackDown. So those are your SmackDown spoilers.
Cool.
Sound like a decent show.
Yeah.
Anything else we haven't covered?
Shit. None. Really nothing. And I kind of glanced through TNA. okay.
They got a pay per view this weekend.
Matt Hardy was getting a title shot against Drew, and then Bobby Lashley jumped into it. I don't know how far behind their taping is to actually what's going on, but since they've been having so many problems, so.
Did you see that horrible contract signing promo that Matt and Jeff did?
Oh, my God.
Where it ended up with Matt Hardy giving him basically a rock bottom through on top of a table.
Yeah.
And a horrible slow motion.
That was just sad. And, you know, she going to throw a baby doll. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, God damn.
My boy.
That shit was wild. Are you kidding? That's
But that had to be one of the worst wrestling packages or promos I've ever seen. I don't know, man. I don't know what they were thinking. Then they put it in slow motion. Oh, that was terrible, man. That was completely terrible. So you got any plans for the weekend? I know I want to do something for my birthday, but, you know, money's tight, so I got to watch it.
No plans. Tabitha is working, and I'm just spending time with my pops.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a few minutes left, man. You got anything you want to plug?
Well, anything. I just would say this: anybody that's going through something right now, you know, you got my hopes and prayers, you know.
You know, honestly,
I hope tomorrow will be a brighter day for you.
You know, since this message is less cuss rent filled than what you normally would expect on Living Loud Nation, I think we're going to make it short, but we just will pray for you guys. Give us in your thoughts and prayers. We got 7 minutes left on their lives. I mean, you want to end it now, or do you want to talk about something else? Because I'm kind of fresh out of whatever else to talk about.
Yeah, let's end it now. I got nothing to talk about.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been Living Loud Nation for June 9th, 2016. Check us out on the download, and we'll see you next time.
All right, now. You guys have a good one. Right. Stay blessed.
All right.
Peace.
All right.